On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about a bill that would increase penalties for highway violations in areas where people volunteering, like groups picking up roadside litter. And the impetus for this legislation was a tragedy when three Wisconsin Girl Scouts and a parent were struck by a truck and killed last year during a highway cleanup project. Have you done cleanup work along the state's highways and roads? Were you volunteering? Would this law help make your work safer? We're at 800-642-1234. Jody Emerson is a Democratic representative from Eau Claire, and she sponsored a bill this year that would expand penalties for traffic violations near highway workers. Representative Emerson, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate. I appreciate your time.
So the state already doubles traffic fines in road construction areas. What would your bill change with traffic penalties?
Well, all this would do is add volunteers in adopt-a-highway sections to the list of already protected workers, road construction workers, maintenance workers. And so it just adds that further protection for those who are really willing to put their lives on the line to make sure that we've got decent roads and clean roads.
So it wouldn't matter if the cleanup workers are being paid or if they are volunteers. They would still be covered by this provision.
If they're being paid, they're already considered maintenance workers. This does impact those who are volunteer workers.
And how would drivers know about the increased fines and that cleanup crews are working in the area? Would there need to be warning signs?
Yeah, that's the piece that I'm really focusing on right now is that, you know, people need to be aware of what's going on. And so in adopt-a-highway areas, there's already regulations about signs need to be up as far as, you know, work zone. And so that's already there. This just adds that protection of fines doubling. So really the piece that we need to be talking about the most is that when you see people out on the highways, even if they are in the ditch, we need to be careful. All summer long, we hear about how we need to be careful in work zones as people are reconstructing our highways or maintaining them. And we really need to be out there talking about making sure that those people who are picking up our roads are just as safe as those who are reconstructing them.
And what about paying for the signage? Who would pay for signs?
These are signs that are already available. And so when you contact your local highway department or whoever is in charge of implementing the Adopt a Highway program and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. We're going to be doing a cleanup next Saturday, they give you these signs to put up along the way. Depending on the areas, I've heard that sometimes the actual highway departments will come and put those up and then take them down as well. Mm. So it depends on the individual area. So this is stuff that's already out there. It doesn't seem like there's going to be much of a cost to, you know, putting new signs up because those are already there. And they're those transportable signs. You take them up and put them down as the project is going on. So all this would do would be to put some extra fines on those who aren't slowing down and aren't paying attention to the road standards that are there.
Representative Emerson, you're a former Girl Scout. You've said that the bill came in response to the Girl Scouts and the parent who were killed in November. Why do you think legislative action was needed after that tragedy?
You know, I feel like the accident happened at a time in our session where, it was right before the election weekend. We really didn't focus on it at all. It's just one of those things that we take for granted. Simple community service projects can result in such a terrible situation. Having these signs, these girls did have the signs up, pardon me. Doubling the fine may not have impacted what happened in this situation. Hopefully, talking about this, making sure people know that it is dangerous for volunteers to be out there could impact somebody else not having to go through this. And, these were fourth grade girls. Some of them survived. Some of them witnessed their friends being killed. Some of the kids didn't survive. And this community is forever impacted by the bad decision of one driver. My hope is that by putting this out there, getting people to think about this as also a work zone could help one community not have to suffer the pain that Chippewa Falls has suffered for this.
We're talking with Jody Emerson. She's a Democratic representative from Eau Claire, and she sponsored a bill this year that would expand penalties for traffic violations near highway workers. Getting your thoughts as well at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Patrick now, joining us from Middleton. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I support the legislation. I support safety. I feel like there's a larger systemic problem with our garbage trucks just being allowed to not carefully manage the garbage they pick up. I can't be the only one who watches garbage trucks lift garbage into their back payload and then things flying out down the highway, things flying out of construction trucks. Why is it these companies are allowed to do this? I watch it weekly. These trucks have garbage flying out of them.
Patrick, thanks. Yeah, thank you for the call, Patrick. And it sounds like he really wants to see lawmakers address litter and what is, you know, going out of trucks on the highway.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, there's so many different reasons why we end up with so much trash alongside our highways, especially in the springtime. I look as I'm driving up and down I-94 from Eau Claire to Madison each week, thinking of all the bad accidents that happened with the tremendous amount of snow that we had. And you can tell exactly where the accidents happened because there's a whole bunch of litter there. So you never know how that litter got there. And, you know, it's definitely something to think about addressing in the future. So thanks for that call, Patrick.
And you represent Eau Claire, just a few miles south of where this crash happened. Are people there still doing cleanups, highway cleanups?
Yeah, and I actually talked to the father of one of the girls who was killed, who is actually the Chippewa Falls Highway Commissioner. And they're still doing that. And I think it was actually this past weekend that they were planning on doing the Adopt-a-Highway for the section that the Girl Scout troop carried. I haven't talked to them yet since then, but they weren't going to have any girls out doing it. They were going to have staff members from the school and other adults doing it. So Chippewa County was rethinking having children doing the cleanup projects just after what happened. And so people are rethinking what they're doing, you know, but we still need to take care of our roads. And this is hopefully going to be able to help protect the people who are doing it. But, you know, we can't just not pick up our trash that's out there because it does get to be a pretty bad situation if we didn't do it a couple of times a year. So,
what is next for the bill? Do you know if it has support in the Senate or from the governor?
Yeah, well, we do have bipartisan support in both houses, so I'm happy to say that. Our assembly version has gone through a hearing in the Committee for Transportation. Representative Culp is the chairperson of that, and he and I are the leads in the assembly. So I'm confident it's going to get a vote, and I'm confident that it's going to get through the assembly. I haven't talked as much with my Senate colleagues on where the bill is at. But again, it looks like it's got bipartisan support. And so I don't anticipate this being a problem. So hopefully this is one of the few bills that we can get through this session, because they're few and far between right now. So,
Representative, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your time, Kate.
Jody Emerson is a Democratic representative from Eau Claire. She sponsored a bill that would expand penalties for traffic violations near highway workers. The State Capitol Report continues in a moment with new details from the state budget battle that's brewing between Governor Evers and Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.